You gonna read with us tonight? We're gonna read some out of Isaiah, the sixth chapter. Sixth chapter of the book of Isaiah. May not do nothing to read, don't know. Got. That's all we got. Very familiar scripture. You've heard it preached on, no doubt, many a time. Says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs from off the altar. He laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? He answered, Until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate, and the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land, but yet in it shall be a tent, and it shall return and shall be eaten as a teal tree, as an oak, whose substance is in them when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. Now I know, as we've already said, this is a familiar scripture, and this hadn't got anything that we're going to probably bring to you that hadn't already been brought many a time, but it's seemingly the closest thing that we have tonight, and we'll just have to trust the Lord that he'll send what's needed most of all. The Bible says here and that in this that Isaiah saw some things, and he said, he saw the Lord, and he saw the seraphims in the midst of the Lord. And they cried, "Holy, holy, holy." And he said in the fifth verse, he talked about being undone, and he said, and he was of a people that has unclean lips. He said, "For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." So he recognized something, he saw something, and that that brought some other things. They saw a seraphim that flew into the midst of the altar. And with his tongs, he grabbed a live coal. And it said he come and it touched his lips. And he said, "Thine iniquity is taken away and thy sin is purged." He said also, "I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? You know, the Lord hadn't changed a whole lot. According to the Word of God, He hadn't changed at all. And the expectation, the expectation of what He wants out of His people has not changed at all either. Not just the Lord, but what He expects out of His people. The Bible says here, and we know that this is in that of the times of Isaiah, and Isaiah the prophet, and Isaiah prophesied a lot of things that a lot of other prophets began to prophesy after him. And he prophesied some things concerning when the Lord Jesus Christ was going to come upon the face of this earth. Not only that, he prophesied of the times, brethren, that the children of Israel would be scattered and destitute and their house left desolate. That's some of the things that he talks about in this chapter, but he gets on into it throughout the rest of the book. Now, you bear with us for just a minute. He asked a question. He didn't ask the question. The Lord asked the question. Who will go for us? Who will go for us? Do you know that the Lord, I say again, hadn't changed at all, but I wonder today, if we have a heart in us, that we would go for Him. The Bible says here that Isaiah spoke up and he said, "Lord, here am I. Here am I, send me." We need to have that kind of an attitude. We need to have that kind of a culture, if you'll have it, about us, because we are God's children. We've been born again, bought by the blood, and brethren, He needs somebody to go for Him. That's what He asked. Who will go for us? Isaiah, my friend, would not have went had he not passed by the altar. These things that change in our lives. Gene talking about his testimony and about the situation. Brethren, if it don't change, you ain't never had an experience. That's all I can say. Brethren, there will be a change when a man gives his life to the Lord. And I'll say this, it comes from the altar. A lot of people don't think that there's much to what happens when somebody comes down to pray. But the truth of it is a life-changing event. If there has absolutely been something called the Holy Spirit present, it takes it. Always has, and it always will. There's no way under the law, my friend, that man could be clean with God. Could not, absolutely could not. They could give all their lives and still, my friend, it would not be sufficient. If it had been, Jesus Christ come and died in vain. But brethren, they tried. They give the best they could. Abraham was called the friend of God. But brethren, Abraham had to be born again. Yes, he did. You say, preacher, he didn't get it in his lifetime. No, but he did after his life. Yes, he did. These things, my friend, that went on. That grave held them for years on end. They could not get away from it. They could not get out of it. But brethren, God sent one that paid the debt for sin and tasted death for every man tonight. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. You might pray for us. I'm a little puny. But the Lord knows. He knows where we stand, what we stand in need of. They's something, my friend, that ought to overcome mine and your life when we get saved, that we'd have the attitude just like Isaiah said, Lord, here am I, send me. You say, preacher, I ain't worthy. Get worthy. Preacher, I ain't worthy. Get worthy. How do you get worthy? Thank God you get worthy one way, and that's to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Once you've had that, you are worthy. Yes, you are. Preacher, I don't feel worthy. Don't matter how you feel. Truth. Truth. If we examined ourselves, they probably wouldn't be one in the house tonight that felt worthy of God's blessings. Folks, yet he still blesses us. Does he not? He's kind. He's affectionate toward us. He's compassionate toward us. Brethren, I can't help but to believe that God takes care of his own. Brethren, the Bible says for us to love one another, and especially them of the household of faith. Do good unto all men, but especially to them of the household of faith. You don't think God gonna take care of his? He will. Yes, sir, he will. We ought to have the attitude that, Lord, just send me tonight. Preacher, I don't know what I'd say. Don't worry about what you say. That what he told the disciples? He said, take no thought what you might say or what you might do. But in the hour, did you know that Peter did not realize how much he had till the day of Pentecost? Hallelujah! Peter couldn't stand, my friend, denied the Lord, but God blessed him on the day of Pentecost. Did he not? Used him. Yes, sir. In a big way. Yes, sir. Depended on him in a big way. Let me ask you a question. Who in the world is the Lord going to depend on tonight? Who shall go for us? Who shall represent us tonight, folks? If we don't do it, it won't get done tonight. No, sir. Baby yourself around all you want to. Run behind every rock and every tree there is. Hide yourself and say you ain't worthy. But brethren, when God saved you, folks, He didn't save you just to sit on the stool of do nothing. Thank God He expects something out of us. Yes, He does. Yes, He does. There's things that are expected out of a child of God. Yes, they are. And the truth of it is, it ain't the things of the world that He expects out of us. It's the things that are not of the world. You say, preacher, it don't fit in. No, it don't. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes to do it. Nobody likes to be the oddball. But I'll guarantee you one thing. You'll get more out of God's way than you will the world's way. I don't care how long you live. How is it, my friend, that we can talk about Frank Owens? You know why we can talk about Frank Owens like we do, Crafton? Brethren, he left an example. Did he not? He left an example. Him and Josie both. Yes, sir. They found, you say, preacher, he had boys that wasn't altogether what they ought to be. Amen. He sure did. And he loved every one of them. Yes, sir. Loved every one of them. Now, I'll guarantee you, Robert, you couldn't go to none of them, not any of them that's still living. And brethren, them not tell you that their daddy left them something to go by. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Preacher, you know, I know what I'm talking about too. Yes, I do. I ain't picking on nobody. He ain't the only one. Frank wasn't the only one in this church that left, my friend, some lines, some guidelines. Yes, sir. They wasn't the only one. Thank God the church was full of them. Yes, it was. I never will get over all them women sit on that bench. No, sir, you can't get them out of my mind. Young pastor, you hear me? I'll tell you, them women preach you to death. Yes, sir. And the truth of it is, Leroy, they know what you're saying. They know what you're talking about. Yes, sir, them women did, Robert. Thank God you think us men, only thing that needs to know the Word of God, folks, that's where we failed one another. Hallelujah. As women, I've preached enough revivals around this part of the country, my friend, to know in revival season there's more women present than there was men. In most our churches. I know what I'm talking about. Them women, my friend, they didn't fail. They didn't fail to let you know that you ought to pray for their husbands. Huh? and their children. Yes, sir. I tell you, I'm going to be a quite frank with you. Some of them would absolutely be ashamed of us. Yes, sir. Absolutely be ashamed of us. Do you know what that book says about the younger women? It says for the elder women to teach them. Teach them, brother. Leave something with them, thank God, about the church and the church's way. Preacher, I ain't going that away. Shame on you. Shame on you. Hallelujah. It's good enough for your mother. Good enough for your grandmother. Good enough for your great-grandmother. Thank God it ought to be good enough for you. Hallelujah. I don't care what the day is. Preacher, things don't happen like they used to. You look in the mirror next time you get home. You ask yourself one question. Why don't they? You know, I hate to say it. Sometimes y'all think I'm a little hard on y'all, but I'm just going to be as honest as I can be. Did you know that that word of God is a perfect law of liberty? It's just like looking in a looking glass. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It won't just tell us men what to do, Crafton. It'll tell you women how to live. Yes, it will. I don't care what they call you. Thank God, live for Jesus. See if he won't reward you, thank God. Children of Israel's down there in Egypt. And they come a day, Pharaoh died. There's a Pharaoh rose up that knew not Joseph. Yes, sir. Truth of it is, he was a pretty smart fella. When he got to looking at terms of numbers. But he is ignorant as ignorant can be when it come to God and his ways. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, he looked out and he says, well, he said, if we have an enemy come in here and said, them Israelites hook up with them, said, they'll overrun us. They's growing, Robert. They's growing. God caused them to grow. Yes, sir. He charged them midwives. He said, when they's a proper child or a male child, what it meant. When there's a proper child being born of them Hebrew women, said, you take it and cast it in the river.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It must have went on for about 2 years. I think that's right. Well, Herod, in the day that Jesus was born, he waited 2 years. Did he not? Waited 2 years. Had all the young males killed that's under 2 years old, 2 years old and under. What was he hoping to do, preacher? He was hoping to get rid of that King of the Kings. That's what he was hoping to do. But anyway, went on and come to find out them midwives feared the Lord. What the book says. They feared the Lord. And the Bible says that God built them houses. Did he not? Yes, sir.
took care of them. Right in the midst of my friend trouble.
They could have had their heads cut off. They know that. He gathered them around. He said, didn't I tell you to cast them in the river? And they said, yeah, but them Hebrew women's lively. Said, when we get there, they done had them. What they told them. Yes, sir. You listen to me tonight. I don't care. You say, preacher, you on a roll. I've got news for you. I got news for you, folks. You can believe me or not believe me, but I'll guarantee you one thing. The women of this world has got out of control. Women, y'all ain't gonna amen that, are you? You hear me? You say, preacher, you ain't gonna make it in 2026. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I got news for you. I'll guarantee you if we had to pull them back up, we'd pull them older women back up. You listen to me. And they'd say, amen, Brother Randy.
Amen.
Huh? I can hear them. Folks, I can hear them. Yes, sir. Preach on. Go on. Listen to me. Women, you think I'm against you? How long have I been with you? My friend, I've treated you just like I treat anybody else. But I've got news for you. My friend, when you forget God, my friend, you forget the ruler of all.
Amen.
Yes, you do. Preacher, I'm going to be my own person. You're doing a good job of it. You're doing a good job of it. I'm going to tell you something. God ain't going to bless you. Preacher, you're bold tonight. I believe God wouldn't have blessed them midwives had they done a different route. Preacher, that's way back yonder. It don't matter how, it don't matter if it was yesterday. No. You look around. You look around. I ain't no idiot. I'm living in 2026, and I know this kind of preaching ain't popular preaching. But I'll guarantee you there ain't a woman sitting here tonight that can tell you that I love you less because you are a woman. I'm talking about me. I ain't never showed no difference to you. Have it? I love them just like I love you, Crafton. Yes, I do. Brethren, and I'm going to tell you something. I ain't cutting my nose off, spite my face. They a big portion of what's behind me tonight.
Amen.
Preacher, you don't preach like it. I got news for you little ones coming on. Brethren, you're going to have to learn, thank God, God's ways.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Somebody. Leroy, somebody needs to show them, thank God, what a true child of God is to be tonight. Isaiah, brethren, after the altar passed by him, he said, I'm going. Ain't that what he said? Send me. When we get our hearts right, Robert, you know what we'll do? We'll do the same thing. We'll become willing. Willing. That's all Isaiah done. Folks, that's all God wants tonight is some willing vessels. I don't hate you. Not a bit in this world. Brought out things I ain't even thought of months. I ain't going to tell you I ain't never thought about them, because I have. I have. You look around. You look around. You look around. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. It ain't no different than it was in 82 when I first come here. 84, 85, left in 85. Come back 96, left in 05. Yes, sir. Ain't no difference, Steve. Not a bit in this world. Folks, I just want you to know that we have got into a place, my friend, to where we have put God on the back burner, and we've lived a lifestyle just like we want to, because we have progressed in this world. And our progression's going to lead us to desolation. I'm afraid. Preacher, these old ways, ain't nobody wants to go that way no more. I got news for you. I ain't saying that we're the only way in this world, but I'll say this, we're one of them. Yes, we are. There's many of us, but thank God we're one of them. And brethren, our blessings come from God tonight. I've got grandsons. I've got granddaughters. I got great-grandsons, and I got great-granddaughters. And I'll tell you today, some of them probably ain't even old enough, my friend, to understand what Papa believes. But I can tell you them grandchildren know. Do you hear me? They know, boy or girl. They know Crafton. They know needing asking. I've had some of them to tell me, I'm going to ask you, but I already know what you're going to say. You know? Listen. Brethren, Isaiah was a man, my friend, that God was going to use. And that God was going to use to carry His word in that day. And he depended on Him. And he showed him some things, Crafton. He showed him some things, my friend, that they would not understand. Absolutely. Absolutely. You think I'm out of order tonight? I can't make any of you do anything. Do you know that? I ain't got no magic wand, my friend, and say, poof, now you're mine. Because if I did, that's exactly what happened. You'd be mine, and you wouldn't be the Lord's. Glory! Hallelujah. When God gets finished with you, thank God He'll make a believer out of you. Yes, He will. And when He gets finished with you, you're going to say amen. You're going to do just like these seraphims did. They said, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Huh? Full of glory. You know what the 20 and the 4 elders said? Book of Revelation. Holy, holy, holy. Yes, sir. holy. They recognized that he was holy. Isaiah was living in a different day, but Isaiah was prophesying of some things to come. And he is prophesying to a people, my friend, that would not see nor would not understand. They wouldn't hear. You say, preacher, not so. Yes, so. When Jesus Christ came into this world, there's people that did not see and did not hear him. They was blinded. Bible says they is blinded until the fullness of the Gentiles came in. Yes, sir. And then their eyes and ears was opened. Yes, sir. Just like the Gentile. You can go to the several different chapters that Paul wrote, my friend, and he'll talk to you and he'll tell you. He said them tame olive branches was cut off. Cut off. And he said that wild olive vine was grafted in. Who is he talking about? He is talking about the Jew and the Gentile. And brethren, after that Gentile got grafted in, he turned right back to the Jew and had mercy on them also. Amen. Yes, he did. Isaiah prophesied of some of that. Isaiah prophesied of some of them things that is coming. And Isaiah prophesied of the day, my friend, that desolation would come. Yes, sir. And that ain't all. He prophesied of the day that New Jerusalem would come. Yes, sir. And he tells you plainly what it is and who it was. I ain't gonna get into all that. What I'd like for you to lay hold of tonight, my friend, is that the Lord just impressed me, is who will go for us. Can't we be one of them Isaiahs that says, here am I, send me. Women alike, you're not, my friend, discarded in this race. No, you're not. I could really get personal tonight. I really could. Now, I'm going to be quite frank with you, my friend. It takes the Holy Ghost to make you different. Yes, it does. It takes the unction. It takes the unction of the Holy Ghost before you'll ever move. Yes, it does. The urgency. Sometimes we sit too long, don't we, Crafton? Now that I've messed everything up, I'll give you what the Lord give me. I trust and pray it's meant something to you tonight. Listen, folks. Listen. How I long for the days of old. I long for the Myrtle Goodnights. Most of y'all don't know Myrtle Goodnight. But Myrtle Goodnight was a little red-headed lady that sat on the second pew, Union Grove Baptist Church. She sat on the end. And Myrtle Goodnight was one of them that she'd get overwhelmed by the Spirit. We ain't all shouters.
No.
I ain't gonna preach you. You got to be a shouter. We ain't all shouters. But I'm going to tell you this thing. There's a few of us still left. Yes, they are. Myrtle Goodnight could not help it. Preacher get to preaching and he get to preaching on some things that Myrtle had just been reading, evidently. All the way. That's how I looked at it to begin with. And the truth of it is, she probably did. She probably did. But she'll get happy. And the next thing you know, she is up. You say, preacher, while the preacher was preaching? While the preacher was preaching. And the next thing you know, she is dancing around. Oh, preacher, I wouldn't have that. Why wouldn't you? Spirit of God get a hold of you. There ain't no telling what you'd do. Amen. It still works. It still works. We don't see, I know we don't see a lot of it anymore. And I'll say, I've done said it one time tonight, I'll say it again. Shame on us. Shame on us. There've been a few times that I should have done something that I didn't in the meeting house. David Baker's preaching over at Harmony Grove one night. And when David finished, he himself asked, was there anybody that had anything? And the Lord impressed me, as sure as I stand in there, to say something. Now, I was a preacher. You know what I done? I stood there. And the Lord had a good discussion with me all the way to Adairsville. Yes, sir. All the way to Adairsville. Now, I'd had plans already going the next night. And that's exactly what I was doing, standing there. Well, I'll wait. I'll wait. And you know what, Crafton? It never come. And the Lord, I went back the next night in terms of that I was going to get up and say what I was supposed to say the night before. But I didn't do it. Lord wouldn't let me. I didn't have it. I come out of that pew, I was sitting on the second bank there. I come out of that pew and I was walking toward them back doors and the Lord said, you're going to apologize to David. I said, Lord, David don't know nothing. Why am I going to apologize to him? He said, you're going to apologize to him. Now listen, that might seem like, well, preacher, I wouldn't have done that. I'm going to tell you what I done. I apologize to him. Yes, sir. I wasn't going through another sleepless night. No, sir. I was going to do this. But I never would have had to apologize to him if I'd have just said a few little old words that the Lord gave me. If I'd have just said it. You say, preacher, things like that ain't important. It most certainly is. God's got a reason for impressing you to do these things. Yes, he does. Myrtle Goodnight, I don't know what her, well, I do too. She loved the Lord. She loved the Lord. And that lady become a big influence in my life. She become a bigger influence when it was my night to announce my calling to preach. A big influence, a large influence. Large influence. The church had prayed with me. I'm going to give this to you right quick. Lord had been impressing me to preach, and I just hadn't been willing to do it. I went to 3 different revivals in the space of about 9 months. And I went into the altar all 3 times. And I come up from the altar all 3 times. And I told the church and the people that was present, I said, I just ain't doing what the Lord wants me to do. You just pray for me. That's all I'd say. That's all I'd give you. Third Sunday night in May 1976. Communion foot washing. Union Grove Baptist Church. Brother G.W. Shaw was pastor. And I stood it as long as I could stand it. And I hit that altar. And I went down with one thing in mind. I didn't even have preaching on my mind. I said, Lord, I ain't getting up here till I get my answer. And what I'd held on to, nobody knowed. I'd never talked to anybody about anything. Not anybody. But I was holding on to one thing, Steve. And that one thing was, Lord, there ain't nobody but me knows this. Nobody but me. I was holding on to that. I hadn't told a person, hadn't talked to nobody, hadn't went and asked nobody. I knowed what was going on. I got in that altar. Communion foot washing is sort of a lengthy service anyway. And I stayed down there, church, I don't know how long, 2 or 3 hours. They'd come and prayed with me, and I just stayed. They'd come and pray with me again, and I just stayed. They'd come and pray with me again. I wore them out, I know it is. Little Miss Goodnight. She got up. She said, church. She said, Brother Randy has got something he's got to do. And he ain't willing to do it. I know we've prayed with him. Let's come and pray. You know what? They didn't have to pray no more. Lord talked to me. He said, look at her. He said, look at her. I showed somebody else. Huh? That's all I was holding on to, Crafton. All in the world. And I was holding on to. And I got up that night. And I told them that the Lord had called me to preach. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Before I got home, well, the time I got home, phone was ringing. Brother Harold Owens, I don't know how in the world Harold Owens got a hold of the news. He said, I heard some good news. And I said, what's that? He said, I heard you going to start preaching. I said, Lord willing, Harold, Lord willing. He said, Sunday morning. I thought, man. That's quick. That's quick. I started out backing up. That whole week, Lord impressed me. I thought he did. I had some scripture and I rounded up. But the Lord told me to preach on being willing. Amen. And I fought him all week. I did. All week. First time out of the gate, I said, Lord, I ain't no way I can preach being willing. I ain't been willing. That's what I said. I ain't been willing. How in the world I preach being willing? I ain't been willing. Well, I read my scripture. I did. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's about as dead could be. And after I read it, I said, I don't remember all that I said, but I looked at him and I said, I'm just going to have to mind the Lord. He told me to preach on being willing. And that's what I'm going to give you. And that's what I preached on. Being willing. Being willing. Yes, sir. Lord bless me. Lord bless me. Church, this may, if I live long enough, be 50 years. You know what, Robert? He's still blessing. He's still blessing. He's took an old hard-headed boy, stubborn as a mule sometime, and has made a decent man out of
you.
Yes, sir. My life, I'm not ashamed of my life. God's helped me. God's helped me in places and things and done things naturally and spiritually.
Amen.
That there ain't no way under heaven it could have worked any other way. You've been there, ain't you? Ain't it good? Ain't it good? You know what it starts with, folks? It starts with this. Here am I. Send me. That's the message. Hope you got something out of it.